You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 430. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you lovely human, and welcome back to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Here in Australia, we are inching closer to the end of financial year, and I want to talk to you today about something that gets overlooked way too often, and that is the power of making strategic business moves at end of financial year, not just for a tax minimization, but to set you up for a more profitable, more supported, and more ease-filled year ahead. Because yes, your accountant will talk to you about deductions, but I want to talk to you today specifically about what actually I do right now at the end of financial year to reduce tax and increase my business capacity. Visibility and revenue. So whether you're running a small team, working solo, or scaling fast, I'm going to share with you five practical, powerful moves that I use personally before June 30th here in Australia. If you live in other parts of the world, your financial year could be at the end of December, and these can apply to you also too. However, before I get into this episode, I always like to do a quick disclosure. I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant. I'm simply sharing with you what I'm doing in my own business. So please make sure to speak with a qualified advisor before making any financial decisions. So what are the five key moves that I'm making this financial year? One, I'm prepaying for growth. Look at what you know you'll be investing in over the next 6 to 12 months and pay for it now. That could be a conference or event tickets. It could be a mastermind or business program, annual subscriptions to tools you already use, strategy intensives or coaching support. This isn't just a tax write-off. This is about locking in your future support and growth at the right time. If you're planning to grow next year, this is your chance to future-proof the support you'll need to do it with ease while at the same time getting a tax reduction. So for me, for example, I'm running my three-day Women in Business conference in October, but I'm also running my Bali retreat in October. There are an enormous amount of things that I need to pay for. So we will be utilizing the money that's already in our bank right now to pay those things off in advance to reduce that tax bill. All right. That's just an example of what we're doing. Two, buy what saves you time. If something in your business is slowing you down, now is the time to fix this. That might look like a new laptop that doesn't crash every 10 minutes, a phone with better video capability for your content, a better mic or light up setup, or even upgrading your project management tools or CRM. If it's going to save you time or help you show up better, buy it before the end of financial year and claim it. In this instance, because Grant's now working for the company, he's got this old shitty Samsung phone that's like literally on its last legs from 1902. But because of the events that we're doing, I can't necessarily be the one that's obviously recording my own self at live events. And so what I've done is I've gone and bought him a company phone that he can use so that when we can claim that at end of financial year, but at the same time, Grant is going to be able to use that phone for a better video capability of our content and being able to just really enhance our overall social media because the quality is going to be so much better. Three, lock in your support team.
Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time, not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend, Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into four, five, and six figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything.
Support isn't a luxury, it is a growth strategy. So if you've been meaning to hire a VA, an OBM, a social media manager, a done-for-you service provider, this is your window to either onboard them now or prepay for future hours. Having extra hands on deck before you get too busy is an absolute game changer. There are certain pieces of my business right now that we are looking for expansion, and I've already been speaking to them and locking in to pay them now and using those hours in the next couple of months. So again, planning ahead is going to not only save me time, save me money on my tax, but also to help grow my business. 4, sort your back end. End of financial year is the perfect time to get your business house in order. Think brand or website updates, creating or refining your SOPs, setting up automations, cleaning out what no longer serves you. A lot of times people won't do this because it's a mundane task, but it is a necessity for growth. This kind of internal work often gets pushed aside, like I just said, but it's often what creates ease when things get busy again. As I was talking in my podcast episode a couple weeks ago, but if I handed you 10 clients right now, would your back end be able to support it? And most people are a no. So if you don't have this stuff sorted, I strongly encourage you to be setting up. What do you need? Be reaching out to these individuals now, booking discovery calls and securing them in now, prepaying it so that you again can claim that tax deduction while at the same time knowing that everything's going to be able to be okay while you scale. And the fifth thing that we are doing is making visibility investments. So what does that mean? Want to stand out more in the next financial year? That's what I want. So you might personally book a podcast ad or a paid interview. You might invest in PR support, get new branding photos or a brand video, pay someone to help to pitch to media. Whatever the visibility investment looks like for you, it could be hiring a Facebook ads manager or a Google ads manager. These are all deductions and they're all the kind of investments that attract your next level client. So I want you to be thinking about what type of visibility investment have you been wanting to do? Have potentially been putting it off, but now you can do it at end of financial year. That's going to get you more wins than just increasing your visibility. So let's recap. If you're sitting there thinking about what can I do in the smart end of financial moves is 1, prepay for your growth, buy what saves you time, 3, lock in your support team, 4, sort out your back end, and 5, make your visibility investments now. All right, this doesn't have to be overcomplicated. And yes, I know end of financial year can be dry or boring, but it's actually the perfect time to be intentional about how you wanted to scale your business. These 5 moves, in my opinion, when done right, can reduce your tax bill, free up your time, and set you up for more income, more ease, and more alignment in the next financial year to come. And speaking of investments, over at angelahenderson.com.au, I'm celebrating my birthday business week and have 7 amazing business offers on special that you probably want to check out if you need help with growing in your own business. For example, we have buy one ticket to Women Business Conference and bring your business bestie for free. Get one of my 1-hour strategy sessions that normally are charged out at $1,250 for only $500 and so much more. So head to angelahenderson.com.au. At the very top of the page, click on our birthday celebrations banner where everything and all those amazing offers will be there. And you don't have to use them now. Again, you might want to use me in the next 2 to 3 months, but book now, save money, get the tax deduction. But for now, I hope you have an amazing day, a beautiful week ahead, and don't forget to head to angelahenderson.com.au and check out those birthday celebrations to increase your end of financial year awesomeness. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.